All right. So, Brian, it's that time of year again. You know, school is winding down. Maybe some graduates, they're kind of thinking about their future. And being that you're the CEO of Midwest Technical Institute, I know that there's a lot of opportunities through MTI. What's your mission?
MTI has been around for about 30 years now, and we operate 6 schools in 3 states. 3 of those schools are in Illinois. One of them is in East Peoria. Mm-hmm. Then we're in Springfield, Illinois, and then we're in the Quad Cities, Moline, Illinois. Over that time, we've had about 35,000 graduates.
Wow.
Yeah, and our mission is to place our graduates in their related field. Mm-hmm. So we place a lot of students in jobs. We train the mechanical fields. We have welding. We have HVAC. Some of our schools have electrician. We also teach medical fields. We have medical assisting, dental assisting, medical coding, phlebotomy. Some of our campuses have cosmetology. 4 of our campuses do CDL. So it's really a lot of workforce training. But again, our mission is that our graduates get entry-level employment in their chosen field. We want them to go to work. And that's what we're all about. Last year, as a matter of fact, we placed over 2,100 graduates in jobs in their related field.
That is fantastic. Now, I've got 2 sons, 2 teens. My oldest is in college, so he wants to go that route. My youngest, however, he's like, as soon as I'm done with high school, that's it. I don't want to pursue college. And so he definitely is thinking MTI because he loves your mission. I love it too. I think it's fantastic. So let's kind of switch it up. I know trades right now is in trouble nationally. Can you kind of talk about that? The job demands, the trades overall, how there's just a deficit of workers to take those trades.
They call that a skills gap. Mm-hmm. And it's really just what it sounds like. There's not enough skilled workers to fulfill the job demands out there. And that's not only the current demands, but the future demands that they're going to be in, whether it's the healthcare fields mm-hmm. or energy or transportation or manufacturing and even construction and maintenance. One stat that jumped off the page at us, there's over 12 million skilled workers, and 4.8 million of those workers are over the age of 45.
Oh,
and half of those are over the age of 55. So besides the skills gap, there's a tremendous opportunity. The other side of the coin is there's all this opportunity for anybody who wants to get into the trades.
Yeah.
Because they call it a national crisis. Mm-hmm. And all these things are so needed in our society. When everybody was kind of off for COVID, those trades I just mentioned, they were essential. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get along without them. So there's going to be tremendous opportunity for anybody who wants to get into the trades.
Something that I love about MTI School, too, is not only are you training these individuals, don't you also help them find employment afterwards?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we take a lot of pride in. We actively work to get them a job. And those statistics, by the way, are verified by a third-party agency. Mm-hmm. So it's not just us, right? So we've got a third-party agency calling the graduate and the employer and verifying their starting wage, and it is in their related field. We want them to go to work in what they got trained in, and so we work very hard to do that. And we have employers that are on our program advisory committee meetings. We're always plugged in to what the latest trends are. And again, it's a centerpiece of all of our training.
I think that's what makes you stand apart so well and so unique, because when I graduated from college, you're like, okay, here's your degree. Good luck. Go find a job. But MTI, it's the opposite. Like, no, we're going to completely invest in the student, this future worker, and to find them a job. So I think that is fantastic. Thank you for that ministry. All right, moving on. So there's advantages of getting right into a career.
Yeah. I mean, well, 2 of the big advantages are time and money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The average length of time to get a 4-year degree is between 4 and 6 years. Our programs are 9 months or less. Students can come to MTI and they get literally a 4 to 5 year jump on somebody going to traditional college. So it's a tremendous time save. And then, of course, money. Mm-hmm. Our average student loan debt mm-hmm. is around $9,000. That's $30,000 to $40,000 less than traditional college. And that's being kind.
Yes,
we all know the stories of how high debt is. There's a tremendous cost savings, and again, with time. And so amount of time our graduates can be out there earning, they can be already contributing to IRA mm-hmm. or a mutual fund or a 401k. They can come into our school at 18, 19 years old. And when they're 48, 49 years old, be ready to retire.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's huge advantages. Everybody's got a different path. Some people may get into a career school and then 5 or 6 years later, they know exactly what they want to do in life. And maybe it does require a 4-year degree, and then they go on and do that. But you've always got that skill to fall back on.
I think it's interesting that you say that. Sometimes 18-year-olds, like, they get out of high school, I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. And so we expect them to go to college and try to figure it out while they're in college, you know, accruing all of this debt. So I feel like your plan and this opportunity is so much better for young adults.
We believe, why don't you get a skill and then figure out what you want to do, and you can work all along the way. There's a great value add to our graduates. Mm-hmm. We know we're relevant. Our motto is changing lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you do.
And it's not a cliche. We really are changing a lot of lives. It's great satisfaction giving people a skill like this.
Okay, Brian, so hypothetical situation. Mom and dad, they're looking forward to their child graduating. Child has no idea what they're going to do. What advice do you give to parents or to someone graduating from high school?
The best advice I could give a parent is encourage your child to be a good worker.
Oh, yeah.
I know that sounds like common sense, but in this workforce, they are so hungry for a good worker. And by that, I mean somebody who's reliable, somebody who's on time, and somebody who works. They had to have a good work ethic.
Yes.
You know, 30, 40 years ago, the big differentiator between employees was really their skill level, mm-hmm. because pretty much everybody was essentially a good worker. But now the big differentiator is if you're a good worker. We tell people, if you're a good worker, you're going to own it.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to stand out. You're going to get in a job situation. And within a very short amount of time, you could be put into leadership or supervision, or, you know, become a foreman or general foreman. There's all kinds of opportunities because being a good worker now is such a differentiator than it was in the past.
So true.
I would encourage greatly all the youth that are listening to this, and especially the parents, to really drive that message home, that if they are a good worker, they're going to be able to write their own ticket. You know, there's very few things that can't be solved by some hard work.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And they're going to find that they will always find a place for someone who is a good worker.
All right, Brian. So what kind of options are there to pay for school? You said it's about maybe $9,000. And how does someone enroll? Maybe we've got parents, we've got students listening right now. They're like, I am interested in MTI. Give us the nuts and the bolts.
Yeah, I want to clarify that the average debt is around
$9,000. Okay.
We have Pell Grants, we have financial aid. So some of that would not have to be paid back if it was a grant.
Mm-hmm.
We participate in the federal student loan program. There's subsidized student loans. There's unsubsidized student loans. There's Pell Grants. There's also other grants, like, say, Workforce Investment Act. But there's all kinds of options like that. They just need to talk to one of our financial aid advisors, and they'll walk them through the process. But really, if anybody has the will to go to school, there's a way to do it. And we will work with them to make that happen.
It's an opportunity for all. You're not turning anybody away.
That's right. That's right. If they want to make it happen, we can work with them. And I believe probably 85 to 90% of our students are actually meet the requirement for Pell Grant.
Wow.
So, you know, that's going to save them, you know, $5,000 to $6,000 right there. But again, they just need to talk to our financial aid advisor, mm-hmm. and they'll walk them through what all their options are.
Love it. Brian, always a pleasure talking to you. Many blessings to your ministry.
Well, we love to hear, and we love the WCIC family, and it's always great to talk to you guys, and we wish you the best. We wish all those parents, their young people making these decisions, the best as well. So God bless everybody, and good luck to you.